Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on April 24 regarding Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Pacifico, P-A-C-I-F-I-C-O. As you know, I recently evaluated Mr. Pacifico as described in my report to you of 4-6-22. Prepared this pertain to injuries he allegedly sustained at work on 7-12-17. Period. At that time, I offered 12.5% permanent and partial total disability referable to the neck. This was for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of multi-level degenerative disc disease. Most prominent is C5-6 and C6-7 with associated spinal canal and neural foraminal stenosis and spondylosis. Period. From what I was able to ascertain at that time, he submitted to anterior cervical discectomy infusion at C5-7. Period. However, the actual operative report was not then available. Period. New paragraph, you have now kindly provided me with that report. Period. This shows on 6/25/19, Dr. Momi performed surgery. Period. This was C5-6 and C6-7 anterior cervical discectomy for decompression of spinal cord and nerve roots. Semicolon. Use of anterior cervical PEEK spacer times 2, semicolon, C5, C6, C7 anterior cervical plate, semicolon, use of allograft for spinal fusion. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was cervical herniated disc with radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph review of this operative report corroborates my inference about the procedure performed as well as the postoperative diagnoses. Period. Accordingly, my opinions relative to permanency and causation remain the same. Period. I would again apportion 7.5% of this assessment to his pre-existing neck problems, as seen in his 2015 MRI. Period. New paragraph. Thank you for the opportunity of allowing me to provide you with a supplemental report. Period. Please feel free to contact me if I can be of further assistance in this matter. Period. End.